The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, July 26, 2023. Communist Party First Secretary and Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said, as he closed the commemoration of the 70th anniversary of the assault on the Moncada barracks this Wednesday, that setbacks can be turned into victories. In his remarks, the Cuban leader alluded to that resounding prediction by Fidel Castro, who led the young combatants on July 26, the daring attack on the military fortress, which, after its momentary failure, meant the beginning of the decisive stage for the revolutionary triumph. He referred to the intensification of the U.S. government's hostility, expressed in five main harassments, from the arbitrary inclusion of Cuba among the countries that support terrorism, which has become an obstacle to economic transactions with the world. The fight against hatred, violence, and enemy perversity, together with the eagerness to reach levels of prosperity and economic development, were enunciated by the president as other Moncadas that are the responsibility of the current generations of Cubans. When thanking the participation of solidarity activists from several countries in the event, he considered that his accompaniment is also part of the resistance of the revolution in the midst of difficult circumstances. The results achieved by this province and those of Cienfuegos, Santi Spiritus, Matanzas, and Ciego de Ávila indicate that progress is being made, but without ignoring the dissatisfaction of the population and the need to improve management in all areas, said Díaz-Canel. No better sign to accompany such a glorious day than the sunrise illuminating the old military polygon as the early dawn progressed, during which the commemoration began precisely at the same local time, 5:15, of the beginning of that action. The coincidence of points of view of Belarus and Cuba on international issues and greater cooperation are the basis for bilateral relations, Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko said in a message today. The president sent a congratulatory letter to his Cuban counterpart, Miguel Díaz-Canel, and to the people of Cuba on the occasion of the island's celebration of National Rebellion Day this July 26. In his message, Lukashenko states that both countries are united by common views on the most pressing issues of modern politics, constructive work on multilateral platforms, mutual interest in increasing trade ties, and carrying out major economic projects. He indicated that Belarus highly values friendly relations with Cuba, a country he described as a reliable ally and a constant partner in Latin America. Referring to the events of 70 years ago, when groups of revolutionaries led by Fidel and Raúl Castro stormed the Moncada barracks, Lukashenko pointed out that this event became a large-scale liberation movement that definitively changed the course of world history. The National Network of Solidarity with Cuba, NNOC, reiterated its call to U.S. President Joe Biden to end the blockade and remove Cuba from the arbitrary list of countries sponsoring terrorism. Cuba is our friend, not our enemy, NNOC co-chair Cheryl Lavash told Prensa Latina in a message on the 70th anniversary of the assaults on the Moncada and Carlos Manuel de Céspedes barracks. She stressed that since the triumph of the Cuban Revolution, a little less than 6 years after July 26, the United States has relentlessly attacked Cuba's sovereignty and security. To try to achieve their objective, they have used the suffocating blockade, media warfare, covert destabilization programs, military aggression, and the illegal occupation of a portion of Cuban territory in Guantanamo Bay. This July 26, National Rebellion Day, an NOC celebrates this anniversary with you in Santiago de Cuba, she said. Our members and friends of Cuba throughout the United States and around the world mark this day and this week with actions of love. The Cuban people, its party, and its mass organizations have persisted against imperialist intervention despite all odds for decades and now for generations. Our solidarity is growing and cannot be blocked, she concluded. A forum on the current Cuban reality will meet this Wednesday in San Jose, Costa Rica, on the occasion of the 70th anniversary of the assaults on the Moncada and Carlos Manuel de Cespedes barracks on July 26, 1953. Convened by the office of Costa Rican Deputy Rocío Alfaro from the Frente Amplio faction, it will be held in the conference room of the Costa Rican Legislative Assembly in downtown San Jose. Cuba, myths and realities about the present is the theme of the forum debate, with the presence of the Cuban ambassador Jorge Rodriguez and moderated by the deputy Alfaro. Several European and Latin American countries and platforms will host this Wednesday the presentation of the documentary The Hate Factory, which provides an approach to the U.S. destabilization crusade against Cuba, its author, journalist Hernando Calvo Spina, announced. The Colombian researcher and filmmaker residing in France told Prensa Latina that it is an online presentation in honor of July 26, the day of national rebellion on the island, and that the official premiere of the 1 hour and 12 minute material is scheduled for September. Italian solidarity associations with the largest of the NT, the Cuba Información portals from Spain, and Resumen Latinoamericano in Argentina, and the YouTube channel Europa por Cuba stand out among those committed to the projection. The Hate Factory shows concrete examples of the comprehensive war waged by the United States against the Cuban Revolution, its attempts to divide the family and confront society with its leaders, explained Calvo Ospina. According to the researcher and issues on the island, the documentary reveals that subversive propaganda goes hand in hand with the economic, commercial, and financial blockade that the Caribbean country has suffered for more than six decades. And in the international agenda, we have that the Defensor Plus Collective this Wednesday reported 600 murders and 271 kidnappings from January to June due to the country's present wave of violence. A report based on interviews, documentary research, and consultation with community leaders criticized the fact that Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who has been in charge of the country since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse 2 years ago, failed to keep his promises and, as a result, the country has been plunged into poverty, insecurity, vulnerability to natural disasters, and fresh cholera outbreak. The document also slammed the violence of the right to life, security, the judicial system, freedom of the press, and the right to demonstrate. Regarding access to justice, the organization recalled that it was practically non-existent as a result of repeated strikes by judicial personnel. Earlier this week, the platform deplored the gang violence against women and girls working as a weapon in the regular clashes. Violence is worsening in Haiti as gangs are controlling more than 80% of the country's capital, while the situation is getting worse in other departments, including Artibonite, northwest of Port-au-Prince, where this week the Grand Grief gang opened fire on residents, leaving at least three dead and several wounded. Meanwhile, the government of Nicaragua strongly condemned the expressions of racism and cultural supremacy that have been presented in Europe against the sacred symbols of the creeds, beliefs, and religions of the peoples. Through a communique disseminated in the local press, the Sandinista executive rejected such practices and described them as egocentric, arrogant, and of pretended superiority. They have become indicators of the uncontrolled and sadistic hatred of those who consider themselves superior to humanity as a whole, the document stressed. It added that throughout the planet and from all cultures, peoples have the right to express themselves with pride in their oldest belief, teachings, knowledge, and scholarship. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.